Fastest roller coasters.
Hey, really? You want to talk about that?
Always good to get some stats.
Yeah.
Third fastest roller coaster in the world is the King de Ka at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey.
Really? Jersey?
128 miles an hour, top speed.
Wow, that's something.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today. More pointless information. The second fastest roller coaster in the world, the Formula Rossa at Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
Right. Very good.
Trying to keep it together here. 149.1 miles an hour is that coaster's top speed.
Wow.
Then we got the number one coaster, speed-wise.
No, fastest roller coasters.
Falcon's Flight at Six Flags, Quidja, Saudi Arabia. And that reaches a top speed of 156 miles an hour.
Good Lord, that's a fast one.
Man, that'll tear your hair out. It's also the tallest and longest coaster of them all.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Things you didn't know yesterday. An individual blood cell takes about 60 seconds to make a complete circuit of the body.
Really? Really, that's true.
That's what they're saying. Without its lining, the mucus of your stomach would digest itself.
Oh, that would be bad.
Oh.
That would hurt.
The Amazon River is over 4,000 miles long and doesn't have any bridges that cross it.
Really?
Nope. These are things you didn't know yesterday. And the final thing you probably didn't know yesterday, they claim it's true. Squirrels run faster up trees than on flat surfaces. Weird. From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio. That's the Mickey Gordon program with Mickey Gordon. Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much. Always good to be here.
Well, Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. Remember partying with the Who? The Who? President Bill Clinton.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Bill's at DEF CON 4 today. Upset about something.
A boy named Sue runs our equipment, and now he is Mickey Gordon. Quite famous Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
Got the history lesson. Always like a little bit of history.
Yeah, Professor Gordon, let it rip.
That was real, Bill?
That might be deadly, too. I don't know.
Could be. It happened on this date, 1865.
Yeah.
Mary Surratt was arrested as a conspirator in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. John Wilkes Booth pulled the trigger, though.
1907, Ellis Island Immigration Center, there in New York, or New Jersey, right there in the Hudson River, they processed 11,747 people, more than any other day.
Yeah.
The largest amount they had come through.
But now we're doing that on the border every day.
Seems like it. Going back to 1964, the Ford Motor Company unveiled the Ford Mustang at the New York's World's Fair. Base price for the Mustang was $2,368.
Wow, not bad.
1964, the FBI lab reported that it could not determine the lyrics on the Kingmen's recording, Louie Louie.
So they actually spent money to try to figure out what that meant.
Why didn't they just ask them? 1970 on this date, the ill-fated Apollo 13 spacecraft returned safely to Earth.
Yeah.
73, Federal Express delivered its first package. The guy who started FedEx had written a paper about doing that kind of business in college. I think it was at Yale or Princeton, maybe even Harvard. And his professor said, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of.
Yeah, so he went out and did it.
They initially shipped medical, you know, things.
Yeah.
1980 on this date, police in Lansing, Michigan arrested three adult sisters for running around their neighborhood nude after smearing their bodies with mustard.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the ladies said they were looking for the Garden of Eden.
I'll lock them up. It's drugs.
Yeah. 2003 on this date, a 34-year-old research scientist who had had too much to drink stumbled home and fell asleep in a house where he had lived 7 years earlier.
So not his house.
Yeah, police recalled when a teenager came home and found the intruder asleep in the teenager's bed in Axbridge, England.
Yeah.
Police took the scientist to his own home and did not file charges.
Kind of an honest mistake when you've been hitting the bottle.
Yeah, I agree with that.
2013 on its date, 15 people were killed and 100 were injured after a fertilizer plant exploded in West Texas.
Good Lord. I think I remember that one.
2014, NASA's Kuiper Space Observatory confirmed the discovery of the first Earth-sized planet in the habitable stone of another star.
Yeah, it was habitable. No.
That happened. Where's that star? Don't know. 2021 on this date, the global COVID-19 death toll passed 3 million.
Yeah, man.
2021, on the very same day, the funeral of Prince Philip was held under COVID-19 restrictions at Windsor Palace in England.
Wow.
That's our history lesson. We got special events and birthdays and more stuff coming up. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Hey, y'all. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Come over here. All right, special events today. From the not quite famous Mickey Gordon program on iNet Radio. It is Bat Appreciation Day, Bookmobile Day, Banana Day.
I want banana.
International Ford Mustang Day, because this is the date in the 1960s when the Mustang was introduced at the World's Fair in New York. International Haiku Poetry Day.
Cool. Always like that one. It's important.
Cheeseball Day, Crawfish Day, Kickball Day, and World Hemophilia Day.
No.
We have that to celebrate.
That's right, Professor. Birthdays. Phoebe Dynevor from Bridgerton, 29. Rooney Mara from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, 39 today. Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls, known as Posh Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Posh is 50.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner, 52. And Sean Bean from Lord of the Rings is 65 years old today. If you're having a birthday, let us be the first to tell you. Happy birthday. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. How about some trivia?
Yeah. Trivia.
About 90% of wildfires are started by what?
I'm gonna say people.
I'll go with people.
Bill?
Yeah, I'll go with people. Yeah.
Good job, guys. Yeah. 90% of wildfires are started by what? The answer is humans.
Yeah.
Your body has a 10 to 20 billion miles of what?
Yeah.
It has what? 10 to 20 billion miles of what? I don't know. Water?
No, you got me there.
I don't know. I have to give Hill a call. Can I, you know, call a friend? It's actually DNA. Your body has 10 to 20 billion miles of DNA. On average, women do this 5 times a day, while men do it 3 times a day.
Go to the bathroom? Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom, like Bill says.
I'll go with that.
You guys are all wrong.
Uh-oh.
On average, women do this 5 times a day, while men do it 3 times a day. The answer is, what is apologize?
What? Wow. Hill doesn't apologize for nothing.
Ain't gonna happen. Let's see, what else have we got here? Here's one more for you. 3% of us have done what with our pets?
Oh, I don't want to go there.
I don't know, eating food with them or something?
No.
I don't know. I get a dirty thought, that's for sure. All right, nobody's got it. But the answer is 3% of us have done what with our pets? The answer is taking a shower. Yeah, taking a shower. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Wacky news coming up.
iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon.
Stuff in the news you may not have heard about from the Mickey Gordon program. $2 billion Powerball winner Edwin Castro has a lavish Hollywood Hills mansion, and it's still there even though his neighbors were damaged.
Wow.
Yeah, the $25.5 million property found itself on the edge of a landslide that had threatened to engulf it.
Yum.
Caught on camera, the crumbling hillside unleashed a cascade of mud and debris, sparing Castro's mansion by mere inches.
I bet they're going to have to do some work on the land there, though.
Mm. Well, the billionaire's home remained intact. A neighboring property wasn't as fortunate, with half of the residents buried under a blanket of dirt.
Wow. Who's having a bad day?
Yeah. A mother-daughter duo were arrested in Texas for allegedly administering illegal butt injections.
What? Butt injections?
Yeah. The 56-year-old mom and 18-year-old daughter, lacking medical licenses, were apprehended during an undercover operation where they reportedly injected an unlabeled brown liquid into customers' rear ends for a whopping $6,000.
Wow.
Court documents reveal the dangerous nature of their procedure as they were unsure of the substance they were using.
Yeah.
The mother allegedly provided Xanax to an unsuspecting customer who turned out to be an undercover officer. They were doing the injections, claiming it would help people lose weight.
Wow, that's wild.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. This is kind of an interesting one. There were errors on the Kobe Bryant statue in downtown Los Angeles.
Wow.
Well, these errors now have been fixed.
Good Lord. I hope so.
The most glaring issues on the statue in downtown Los Angeles were misspelled names and a repeated misspelling of the word decision.
Wow.
The statue was unveiled on February 8th of this year, and after that, they noticed the misspellings and incorrect names that were on it. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. You be good. We'll catch you tomorrow. Mickey Gordon. It's the Mickey Gordon Program with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark, Chickasaw Rachel, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, a boy named Sue on the equipment, and me, Ronald Demerson, studio announcer. The Mickey Gordon Program. Copyright 2024, Internetwork,
iNet Radio.